Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
TheChairShot.com.
TheChairShot.com. Always,
always
use your head.
You are now listening to Chair Shot Radio. Always use your head.
A very happy Wednesday morning to you. The Wednesday morning edition of Chair Shot Radio. My name is Greg DeMarco. You didn't hear me on the Tuesday morning edition of Chair Shot Radio. All you heard was the Nature Boy Ric Flair. So very special treat for everybody who caught up on the Tuesday edition of Chair Shot Radio. That's what happens when I have to pull a 12-hour day at work and then don't record in the car or anything. I just go. So there you go. The Tuesday edition of Chair Shot Radio. This is the Wednesday edition of Chair Shot Radio. Very exciting topic to discuss with you all and to discuss with the Queen of Stop Style, Miranda Morales, here today. Of course, Chair Shot Radio is your daily edition, your daily fix of sports entertainment and sports entertainment, all brought to you as part of the Chair Shot Radio Network, which is part of thechairshot.com. These shows, of course, stream on all of your favorite streaming platforms like iHeart, Spotify, Google Play, and of course iTunes. You can listen to them at thechairshot.com. Anywhere you get your podcast, just search for Chair Shot Radio Network, and you will find exactly what you're looking for. And exactly what you're looking for, well, it's us. Head on over to thechairshot.com for wrestling and so much more. Again, sports and entertainment. And of course, follow at Chair Shot Media on social media. You can follow me, Greg DeMarco, at Chair Shot Greg, at Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. It's all different. So head on. I haven't tweeted enough. You know, that's how busy I was last week. Not enough tweeting took place. Didn't get any fights.
Whoa.
I know. Wow. I mean, I don't. Yeah, Twitter comes and goes. It's a.
That's true.
It's like when do you want to lower yourself? That's when you go to Twitter. Like it's really, you're feeling down on yourself, go to Twitter. You'll immediately feel like a better person because you'll realize.
Or feel worse. I just feel like it's.
I never feel worse. Maybe it's just me, Miranda. Maybe it's just me. The voice you're hearing, of course, is the Queen of Soft Style, Miranda Morales. She is on Facebook and Instagram at the hashtag Miranda. No Twitter for reasons that we just mentioned and because she's a Twitterless heroine. And if you don't know anything about Miranda Morales, she will just do something simply because it's a thing. And if it's a thing, it'll remain
a gimmick, as they say in the business. I know people look down on using insider terms out in the public forum. However, that's pretty much what it is.
So I thought about an insider term literally while I was in the shower before we recorded this that really gets on my nerves. And so before we get into the pro wrestling implications of this new hockey deal that we're going to talk about, different than the discussion that you'll hear on the Babyface Heel podcast with Patrick and Miranda, who once again admirably, I say that, I haven't listened to it, admirably stepped up in my stead. And I haven't even listened to last week's. I listened to Cherish Our Radio. I did not listen to the Babyface Heel podcast yet. That's how my life has been. But
it's a little chaotic, Greg. I have to commend you. You are the kingpin of thechairshot.com. You are also an executive producer of the Lucha Central radio podcast network.
Screwed that up too, as you thankfully texted me earlier today.
Hey, that's what friends are for. But you are a busy, busy man.
I am.
You're also, I don't know if anybody knows this, but Greg DeMarco is also a promoter.
I did see you guys kept that going when I wasn't here.
Yes, yeah. So he's a promoter.
Which I appreciate.
Impact Zone Wrestling.
Sold out May 15th. Sold out. No room at the inn.
Right here in Tempe, Arizona. So you're a busy man.
Triple,
even within
triple
the
main event.
Triple main event.
Triple main event.
So you're a busy, busy man. And on top of that, you know, just the real world stuff. Just the real life stuff. So,
Job shit.
Anyways, go into this. Let's go into
insider
this.
Term.
That also confirms why insider terms, because we have a foot in the door. We are you know, part of our local wrestling.
We are. So, you know what I'm going to do though? Before we do that, because we've managed to blow 4.5 minutes, which is the perfect time for commercial break. So if you would be so kind as to. You know, it's funny because we don't always do this, but we really could do this. If you could boss me around just for a second and tell me what to do, and then we can get to a commercial break.
Yes, Greg, it's time. You better be ready. Ready.
I'm ready. I know I'm rusty, but I'm ready.
All right.
I know you missed this because you haven't had this in like 2 weeks. Patrick doesn't have this.
I'm trying to. Are you ready?
Of course, I'm ready.
Ready.
Of course I'm ready. Wait, you're doing the wrong brother. You're doing the other buffer guy, the buffer guy that we use.
But you keep interrupting me as I say, let's do this. Know your role. Shut your mouth.
Oh, wait. Oh, you're going there?
You know your damn role and shut your damn mouth.
Yes. And wind it up.
It's time.
Yes, it is indeed time for you to go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot, where you can find your very own chair shot t-shirt today. And yes, your very own chair shot t-shirt, because there's over 25 different designs available at prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot just for you. Lots of cool t-shirt colors. As I mentioned, 25 different designs, which include the OG Chair Shot logo, multiple Always Use Your Head t-shirts. And if you want to rep a specific podcast or podcaster from the Chair Shot Radio Network, you can get the hashtag Save Tag Team Wrestling shirt, which is the official unofficial t-shirt of Patrick O'Dowd. Or if you want to rep Bandwagon Nerds, you can get your shirt there too. You can also rep the Queen of Soft Style with the Queen of Soft Style t-shirt. And you can also get Everybody Hates Greg. That and much, much more at prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. T-shirts start at $19.99, but if you want to treat yourself with a few extra dollars, you can order it in soft style. And why wouldn't you? Because you're special. You're important. And you deserve a soft style t-shirt. So go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot to get your very own chair shot t-shirt today.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
Okay, I have a feeling we're not going to get to the topic we discussed now that I'm doing what I'm doing. It's just gut instinct stuff, right? I don't know. Gut instinct.
Are you surprised? No.
No, I think this makes for better, especially when we haven't done a podcast in 2 weeks.
We're making a game day decision. Right?
In the moment.
We're doing live.
This is what we do best. So, okay, insider term that I cannot stand. It's not an insider term specifically that I don't like. It's an outside use of the insider term. And I guess it's more of an outsider use of the insider term. I'm setting the table before I serve the meal. And you're egging me on when you don't need to, although you should.
I'm trying to understand the logic.
So this is basically, I hate when fans use this term. And I've seen it at IZW events. I've seen it all over the place. Okay. Mm-hmm. Nothing bothers me more when, and it's actually funny how I got to this point. Nothing bothers me more when fans are sitting there during a wrestling match and they yell the phrase, go home, to the wrestlers in the ring. That bothers the crap out of me. Because here's why. Number one, go home means go to the finish of the match. Match is over, okay? The referee, pulling back the curtain, but I'm really not, okay? Typically, the referee tells you when it's time to go home. Sometimes the referee will give you the time cues, and whoever is leading the match in the ring, man, I'm really pulling the curtain back, but people know this by now.
Yeah, I was going to say.
We'll tell you
it's time
to go
home. This isn't even off the rails. We're throwing the house down.
Right?
You know?
Like this is, they will tell you when somebody, it's somebody's job, and they know this going in, to tell you when to go home. At least if you're at a show that's worth anything. I recently had a conversation, and someone was like, agents? What are those? Producers, what are those? And I was just like, you, and this person had only ever worked at like one wrestling company. And I felt very sorry for them. Very, very sorry for them. But I cannot stand when fans yell, go home, to the wrestlers in the ring. I just think it's insulting. It's not cheering or booing. It's not giving them shit. It's going to me, it's crossing a line that fans shouldn't cross and yelling at them to go home. I've heard it at my own events and that's just, and it's certain people that do it and I'm not going to kick them out. I'm not going to tell them they can't be there, anything like that. But it just, you know, grinds my gears, as they say, when a fan yells, go home. What do you think?
I'd have to agree because one, it is a term that is really exclusively used when you're composing, putting together a match. And it's a terminology that's very specifically used for people involved in it, whether, you know, yeah, like you mentioned, the referee, even the producer, you know, those people, I think when it's worse than saying boring, you know, it's one thing when, you know, fans boo or cheer, or even if they say boring, it's that equivalent times, you know, a lot more, like times 20, because not only
scientific value, a lot more.
Yes. The scientific value of it, because it's not only saying that you're bored, but it's then using a term that is not, meant for anyone outside of the ring. And it's also really unnecessary, you know, like it just, if you don't like something, okay, you know, make a reaction, boo, yell, scream, make any other comment, but don't utilize that terminology like you're a part of it, because there is, I think, a very fine line between, especially in independent wrestling, between the fans and the crowd and what's happening in the ring. It's one thing when you run a show, and very much like IZW, we call it the IZW family, where the fans are a part of the family. It's a cohesive unit. However, there is a distinct line between who's sitting in the seats and who's in the ring. And that line should always be respected and valued. And as a fan, you know, it's more common now because the curtain has been peeled back many, many times for fans to feel like you can use that type of not only just terminology, but that you then are crossing that line to be in a position that you are not meant to be. You are not part of what's happening in the ring. So don't use that kind of language to do it, because hell, you know, there's some people who they hear you say it, they'll They'll say, go in the ring now. Go ahead. Earn. You have to really earn the right. It's part of the history of wrestling, too. The reason why the terminology is so sacred for such a long time is because it's a tradition that's passed down. Terminology and words that have been used for years and years and will continue to be passed down, but passed down to the people who earn it, passed down to the people who work and train for it. And when you cross that line and use it in a way that is disrespectful to what's happening in the ring, then just get up and leave. If you don't like what you're watching, get up and leave. Do not hound and heckle who's ever in the ring with that kind of language. My thoughts.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I could absolutely understand why it grinds your gears.
It does. It's just, there's other ways to boo. There's other ways to be a fan and that. And yes, you're a paying customer. You can do whatever you want, right? But when you buy a ticket, you're paying to be a fan. That's what you're paying for. You're paying to be a fan. Okay. If I go to the movies and I start yelling at the screen and I'm disrupting other people's experience, movie theaters can kick me out. Even though I bought a ticket, all right, doesn't mean I can do whatever the heck I want. And I hate when people say that, well, I bought a ticket, I can do whatever I want. Within reason, But if I yell, end the movie, go to the next scene, this scene sucks, like yes. First off, it's...
Or this is fake, you know they use CGI.
Right.
This is, you know, like, just really that suspension of disbelief, too, which is important. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody understands that wrestling is predetermined, but it's not fake. And part of that, what they really do work hard in the ring for is to give you the suspension of disbelief to make you believe what's happening. And if you are going to be that person that bursts the bubble, not only for you, but for everyone else around you, that's not fair to the rest of the people who are there for a good time that want their disbelief suspended, that are there and just want to get lost in what is happening in the show. You know, that you can do whatever you want, but also someone else paid for the seat, maybe right next to you. They didn't pay for you to ruin their night.
So if someone paid for the seat next to you, you know what that also means? Take a shower. We can go into all the rules of going to wrestling events, but we're not
going to
go there.
All the pro wrestling fan tropes.
We're not going to do that. Tonight. But so then, and here's the other thing about the go home deal. Independent wrestling, because if you do it at a WWE event, no one's going to care, right? They're not going to hear you. Care. It's the talent's not on autopilot, but I mean, they've got the environment's way different. And I'm talking about when there's fans in attendance. Now, if you're at an independent wrestling show, it's a little bit different. You also may have people who are very inexperienced. And so if a talent hears you yell, go home, they might actually think someone told them to go home. Mm-hmm. And then they might try to go home when their opponent doesn't think it's time to go home. Now it's, you got two people that aren't on the same page. Not only is that bad for the match itself, that's also dangerous. Because now you've got one, you talk about being predetermined, right? You've got one person thinking spot A is coming. The other person thinks that spot B is coming. That's a recipe for disaster. And we don't want that, right? We want everybody to entertain you safely. And so yelling go home could actually cause that to not take place. So another reason why you probably shouldn't yell go home during a wrestling event. And because timing is a very important thing at a wrestling event. You know this, and you've helped with this, and it's a big part of what we do. And timing and music is more important to a wrestling event than anybody knows, like seriously. Especially an independent wrestling event, because there's typically not a monitor in the back showing people what to do, which means they need to hear the music to know when to go. Yeah. The music and the bell and the announcers, that tells backstage what's going on half the time, unless they're trying to peek through the curtain, which can be rough. But it's so that is again, it's a timing thing. I used to do stand-up comedy. It's not something that we talk about a ton, right? Everyone knows I'm a wrestling promoter, right? But we don't talk about Greg doing stand-up comedy. In a comedy club, you never see it because you're facing the stage. But the comedian's facing the back wall. On the back wall, there's a light. And that light goes on when you're hitting your time. Because they have to time the comedy show, right? If you're given 10 minutes, you can't go up there and go 20. Okay, it's the same with wrestling. If I give somebody, you know, 8 minutes and they go 15, that's bad. If I give somebody 8 minutes and they go 4, that's equally bad. Mm-hmm. But one's a lot easier to deal with than the other. And that's when they go short. Going long can really screw things up. Okay. Go watch WrestleMania 31. Going long can really screw things up. Go watch the first ever edition of SmackDown on Fox. going long can really screw things up.
I was going to say, watching me like 3 weeks ago when a show went long and I couldn't get the food I wanted to after a show, and I threw a fit. I was just like so hangry because the show ran long and I couldn't get the food that I wanted. Now that's, you know, microscopic
but
in
still.
The tone of the big picture, but it happens in different ways. It's very much, much more common for a show to run long than to run short.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So if I'm doing stand-up comedy and some joker knows that there's a light over there and tries to sneak over and flip a switch on, and now all of a sudden I'm cutting my comedy set short. Now I got the comedy clubs mad at me. Now I got the, I didn't do all my stuff, my material that I planned. And they're like, why, you know, what'd you do that for? Blah, blah, blah. It's bad. It's the same as yell and go home. Like you could think the light came on and it's time to finish the match. So it's not a great way to go about your business. Boo them. Yay them. Heckle them. Tell them they suck. Tell them they're fat. Tell them they're stupid. Tell them that their tights look dumb. Tell whatever you want, but don't cross a line that you really don't know. Because the thing is, if you're in that audience and you are a trained pro wrestler, you're not going to do that. You know better.
Yeah.
You ain't
going
to do it.
Absolutely.
So it's also Bush League.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and you think about it too. If everyone plays a role at a show, you know, the referees, the behind the scenes people doing music, the timekeeper, the wrestlers, the fans play a role too. And it's this, you know, wrestling economy, this wrestling environment, that the moment the fans, you know, kind of hijack something or do something that kind of skews away from what you need, which is interactive fans to boo and cheer, you could throw off this dynamic of a whole show. And so it also, the fans are important. I mean, we've seen that in empty arena shows, you know, and even just the Thunderdome, having a crowd reaction is important. It can help drive a match. It can make a match better. And so I think it's important for fans to know your role is still so important and it is valued, but it's again what your role is as a fan, and you have a lot of versatility in what you could do. You know, there's fans that make funny signs and jokes and boo and cheer and laugh, and you know, you have so much room that you can do. But remember, your role is, you know, really important. So anytime you throw that off, it can throw off, you know, like Greg is saying, the rest of a show because, you know, of how detrimental it could be. But also remember, as a fan, it's an important role that fans mm-hmm. play. So make sure you know, remember that and stick to that and honor that, because it's one of the few things in sports where being a fan, it plays such an important role as much as the rest of the show.
Absolutely. Talent went nuts at WrestleMania for the fact that there were some fans there. Talent also went nuts at Triple H's interview on the Pat McAfee show. There was a couple hundred people in attendance for Takeover Stand and Deliver. Talent went absolutely bonkers for it. Like they just were so happy, and now they're still having that same amount of fans there for NXT episodes now, but we can get into more of that at another time. Right now, commercial break, and then we'll talk about something else. I wrote down two notes based on things we talked about, so we're just going to keep going.
This is your boy, Kenny Killer, telling you to make sure you check out TheChairShot.com. Bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, TheChairShot.com.
All right, real quick, two things you talked about there. You talked about scripted versus fake, and I wanted to bring that up. After WrestleMania 37, Logan Paul was I think it was social media interactions. Someone praised him for how the job he did selling the stunner. And his reply was, I didn't sell that, dude. That thing hurt. Like, he took it. And he was like, that's, you know, those guys. And he's like, that's, they're really doing it. They're really doing that stuff out there. And that's the biggest thing, I think, like, you know, and to me, that's just an example. Like, you don't sell a stunner, you take a stunner. People misunderstand what selling means in wrestling. Selling is not how you take the move. That's taking the move. Selling is what you do after. And it's the effects. And that's what selling is. And people oftentimes mistake selling for taking. And that's another bit, you know, in wrestling is sometimes people try to, try to take the move in a certain way. And it's like, just take the move. Just take it how a normal human being would take it, and let the person doing the move to you protect you and keep you safe. When you try not to, that's when things can go a little haywire. That's why the styles class is so dangerous, because it's counterintuitive. And we've talked about that years ago on the programming. But Logan Paul, who everybody hates, right? He's out there freaking advocating for wrestling because he got to be in front of 25,000 people. He got to do that. He got to eat a stunner, and everybody knew it was coming. But it's, and then after we talked about it, he's like, no, that he did it to me, and I took it. It doesn't mean he didn't know it was coming. It doesn't mean any of that. But
yeah,
it's still, he still got kicked in the stomach. Maybe not as hard as it looked. He's still like a stunner. I mean, it's a lot on your chin, your neck, all that stuff. So, and if you don't know how to take it, it's going to hurt a little more than usual too. So it might hurt him more than it hurt Sami Zayn, who took it a few minutes beforehand. So,
yes. Well, and so Logan Paul's like a complete tool. Like, let's just get that out there.
Right.
However, he is also someone who is, you know, an athlete of sorts, you know, big boxing career right now. And so he has an understanding of athletics and understanding, like, I think, you know, we've talked about it a lot when people are coming in from different sports. They have a sense and a lot of times an appreciation for wrestling because it is an athletic endeavor.
Mm-hmm.
And it just looks different than other types of sports because there's, you know, more steps to it than other types of sports. But I think he really understood, I mean, how to take it and how to receive it, but also that a lot of these moves hurt. It is just your reaction to them is really what selling is all about, is what, how do you react to it? And a lot of people will react to moves very differently. Some will react and, you know, kind of be over dramatic. And some will maybe underplay that and not have a reaction, but it still doesn't mean it doesn't hurt like hell. So I think in the grand scheme of things, he understands and appreciates, you know, what wrestling is, but also I'm sure for him it was something that, you know, when he took it, it honestly hurt, and he understood how to take it. And because he has a bit more of an athletic background than, say, you know, a Drew Carey or a Pete Rose taking a tombstone, you know, and having to take some extra precautions there. I mean, we talked to in general Bad Bunny and his performance. You know, he trained for months, and man, the man hurt after that, because he, although he did a lot of great offensive maneuvers, there's a lot of hits that he took and it hurt. And, you know, his reactions to them were great as well. You know, I mean, you take it. It's just really the way that I think about selling is just the reaction that you have to
right.
it. Not only, you know, there's a physical reaction to it, how your body takes it, but it's your, you know, nonverbal cues and your facial expressions that also play a role in how you react.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And very well said. I'm going to sit on the other topic because of where we're at time wise and just let everybody know, this has been the Wednesday edition of Chair Shot Radio, and we appreciate you listening. Of course, this comes at you every single day, Monday through Sunday. So 7 days a week, 8 a.m. Eastern time over at thechairshot.com, where we encourage you to always use your head. This is Wednesday. Thursday, you've got Ray Cash and Darren Max Kirkby. Friday's PC Tunney. Saturday has changed. Saturday is now members of the Winner Is You podcast doing their Talking Smack, which is SMAC. I don't know. I know the AC stands for Animal Crossing. I don't know what the SM stands for. I have no idea. Sunday, of course, is Patrick O'Dowd and David Ungar. Monday's PC Tunney. Right back around to me on Tuesday. So keep on listening. Keep supporting it. We appreciate that. We appreciate you checking out the commercials, buying the t-shirts, doing everything that you do to support ChairShot.com and the ChairShot Radio Network. T-shirts, by the way, where, Miranda, where can they buy those t-shirts?
That's prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot.
Exactly. And of course, follow along social media at Chairshot Media, myself at Chairshot Greg, Miranda's at the hashtag Miranda, hashtag spelled out, because you can't put a hashtag in a handle. They don't allow it. I think it probably would blow up the system. I don't even know what would happen if you put that
in
there.
Yeah, yeah, so. It would explode.
It would. And there's money in that, just like there's money in everything. So we do appreciate you listening. We hope you tune in again next time for Chair Shot Radio. Until then, you know how this goes. My name is Greg DeMarco. She is Miranda Morales. And we're going to remind you to do not one, But two things, Miranda, two things.
Two things, yes. The first one, numero uno, don't forget to always keep it soft style.
Yes. And also, don't forget to always use your head.
Less conversation, a little more action, please. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.